Pashas Emor Rishon Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Aleph. Vayom Hashem and Moshe Hashem said to Moshe, Emor El HaKohanim B'nei Aaron, say to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, V'amarta Aleihem, and say to them, L'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav, a dead person, he shall not become impure among his people. Rashi says, Emor El HaKohanim, Emor V'amarta. It says the word Emor and V'amarta. So what does it mean? L'hazer gedol l'hatanim to have the adults warn the Ketan and the minors about this Isser. B'nei Aaron yachol chalolim yimayfar, even people who are chalolim, who are disqualified as Kohanim, are included in this Isser. Tamalomar ha-Kohanim, the Kohanim specifically, not chalolim. B'nei Aaron, afal mum b'mashma. The word B'nei Aaron includes even those who are balimum and cannot do the avoda, but they're still included in B'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron, again, below B'nozer Aaron, excluding the daughters. Lo yitama ba'amav, ba'ol shahmeis b'sochamav. As long as the dead person is amongst his people, then a Kohen cannot become tamei. But Yatz Mitz Mitzvah, excluding a Mitz Mitzvah, who doesn't have people to help him, the Kohen has the obligation to help out and become tamei. Pasuk Beis, Kim L'Sheroa Karov Elov, except for his relative who is closest to him, who are L'Imol Loviv, his mother and his father, L'Vino, his son, L'Vito L'Chiv, and his daughter and his brother. Rashi says, Kim L'Shero, In Shero El Ishto, the word Shero is included in this Pasuk, is his Ishto, his wife. Pasuk Gimel, L'chasa B'sula Karov Elov, including also his sister, who is a B'sula, unmarried, who is close to him. Asher lo hisal ish, who is not married. L'ch yitama, then he shall be mitame, impure for her. Ash says, Karov Elov, Rabos Asarusa, meaning including a woman who is a Arusa. At this stage, she is married, but she's not allowed, but remains in her father's house. And the Pasuk is telling us that even though the end of the Pasuk eliminates a married sister from those who a Kohen can make him impure, he can still make himself impure for a married yet a Besula who hasn't left her father's house, who hasn't done a suin. Lo asher lo hisal ish lemishkav for relations. Lo yitama lemitzvah. He has an obligation to become tamei to her. Pasuk dal lo yitama ba'alama v'hichalo. A husband among his people shall not make himself impure to defile him. Rashi says, Lo yitama ba'al ba'amav nechalo. Lo yitama, ishto psula. I mean, specifically, he cannot make himself impure for a wife who is unfitting, shehu mechulava, through whom he is defiled ba'oda ima while he's married to her. That means not talking about otherwise, but just specifically this type of wife. Achim shir l'shemekah, that's simply impossible. Lo yitama ba'al b'she'ero ba'od shehi b'sochamav. A husband cannot make himself impure through his wife when she's among his people, meaning she has other people who can help. That's not a mitzvah. In which specific wife are we talking about? Anytime it's going to defile him, this chalom in kunoso, to make him defiled in a status of kahuna. They should not make a bald spot on their heads. They should not shave an edge of their beard. And their flesh they should not scratch a scratch. Rashi says, Al mace, over a dead person. Hello. But the question is, why are we specifically talking about Kohanim? Even non-Kohanim have this esther of making krachos and cutting off their payas. But the Torah says, it says, you cannot have a bald spot between your eyes. He's not liable for anything else on the head, except for between the eyes, on their heads. But Yalam to Yisrael Mekohen, and you learn from the Yisrael the laws of a non-Kohen from the laws of the Kohen, Big Zerah Shavah. Nemar Kan Kracha, it says Kracha over here. But Nemar Lahan be Yisrael Kracha, it says by the Yisraelim, it says over Kracha. So Makan Kol Rosh, Apalalim Kol HaRosh B'mashma. So both are telling us the connection saying that the entire head cannot have a bald spot. Kol Makom Shikach B'rosh, anytime he may make a bald spot on the head. And just like over here, talking about al hames. We're talking about the iser is al hames when a person's dead. So too by the Kohanim, it's only if it's al hames, not if he just makes a bald spot. The pasuk inam lekalichu. The fish number be Israel, since it says by the Jews, by the nine Kohanim, los ashris, you cannot destroy. Yachol likto, you might be able to think that if he plucks an edge of the beard out, b'malakit urahitni, with these different types of tweezers. Yehi chayit, he'll be chayiv. Tachlemer lo galicha, don't shave. She'enu chayv ela al davar hakorig giluach. He's only chayv for things that it's called shaving, bishba hashchasa, which also has a destruction to the hair, zehutar, that is a razor excluding a scissor. Uvevsarab lo yisru saratas, lufishanamar be yisrael, since it says by Anan Kohen, v'sar le nefesh lo sidnu, you cannot scratch over a soul, yachal sar chamesh sritos. If he makes five scratches over one dead person, he shall only be chayv once because it's over one dead person. Tama lomar lo yisru ritu saratas. Here it says don't make a scratch. V'chayv al kol srita srita, the chiyuv is on every single scratch. Shetevazu yisera, the word saratas is extra. Lidrosh shayu lelichtov lo yisru tu. It should have said lo yisru tu. V'inu deyash yisratas, and of course it's a scratch. So the extra pasuk of the word of saratas tells us that the isser is on every single scratch, not just over the specific mace. Pasuk Vav, Kiroshim Yule Elohim, they shall be holy to their God, and they should not desecrate the name of their God, Ki Asishe Hashem Lachem Elokechem, Heim Akrivim HaYukolish, for the fire offering of Hashem, which is the food of their God, they offer, so they must remain holy. Rashi says, Kiroshim Yu Al Karchom, against their will, Yak Tishum Beizdin Bekach, the court should sanctify them in this matter, by maintaining this impurity. Pasuk Zayin. Yishol zona b'chalala lo yikachu. They shall not marry a woman who is a zona or a chalala. Yishol grusha meyishol lo yikachu. And a woman who, they should not marry a woman who has been divorced by her husband. Ki kadoshu lo kav, because they are holy. Each one of is holy to his God. Zona shenivla b'ilas Yisrael. A woman who has relations with a Jew, ha'asr la, who is forbidden for her. Kigon chay v'krisos nesinu mamta. For example, she had relations with a person who would be chayv karis for, or it's an asin, or it's a mamzer. Chalala, shenodah min apsulim shebekuna, a woman who was born through a union that was unfit for kuna, kuyon, basal manami kohen, a woman who is a widowed, married a kohen, then that union created a daughter. O bas kirusha v'chalutza mi bas kohen, mi kohen hejod, or a daughter of a divorced woman, or a chalutza of an ordinary kohen. V'chein, similarly, shenischalala min kuna. I did be achas min apsulim lekuna, or she became defiled from the kahuna through having relations with someone who is forbidden in the kahuna. Pasuk ches v'kidash do, you shall sanctify him. Ki eslachem lekachav u'makiv, for he offers the food of your God. Kadosh yelach, he shall be holy to you. Ki kadosh ani Hashem mikadashchem, for holy am I Hashem who sanctifies you. Rashi says v'kidash do al karcho shem larotz to the guy, if he doesn't want to divorce this woman. Halkeu hit him, the Asirian chastised him, Achei Garish, until he divorces her. Kadosh Yalach, Nohag Vakidusha, treat him with holiness. Leftoch, Rishon, Bechodavar, he should be taking priority in everything, in all matters. Lebarach, Rishon, Besuda, to make take priority to make the bracha at the meal. Pasuk Tas, Uvas Ish Kohen, Kisechel, Osnos, and if a daughter of a man who is a Kohen will be Kisechel, Osnos, will be defiled through having illicit relations. As Avihi Michalalas, she defiles her father, the Ish Tisareif, she should be burnt in fire. Kisechel Znos, Rashi says, Kisha Tichalel Tischalel, when she will become defiled, Adi Znos, through illicit relationships. Shaisa Bas Zikas Baal, for example, she was subject to be bound to her husband. This is in she had illicit relationships. Omen Erisin, Omen Nasuin, either she had Erisin already or she had Nasuin, and she violated this relationship. Rabbi Sin Nachal Kabadab, the Rabban Haba Macholkas, but everyone agrees that the pasuk is not talking about an unmarried woman. The question is just: is it just nesuin or erisin? Asavihi mechalalas chilul she defiled uvazusa and disgraced as kavodo his honor. Sha'amar malav because they say to him, aruzu sheyala, cursed be the one who fathered this. Aruzu shegidal, cursed be the one who raised this one. Pasuk gad akoin agadol meachav asher itzakal rishav shavam shaman mishcha. And the Kohen who is exalted above his brethren, who has the head, who has anointed oil that has been poured, or has been invested, inaugurated by wearing more clothing, he should not have his hair grow long, and not have his clothing ripped. Lo yifra, lo yigadel pera. He should not grow hair long, able out of mourning. How much is considered growing long hair? More than 30 days. He shall not come to any souls of the dead. He should not even make himself impure for his father and mother. Rashi says, meaning not even the dead, but even living in the tent where the dead was, in the same, where the, if the corpse is in the same roof, Tumas Ohl he cannot have. Nafshos Meis, Lohavi Reviestam, Min Hameis, Shemetame Baal. Pasuk is including also our Revias of blood from a dead person who transmits impurity over in Allah. This pasuk is basically telling us the only time it's winter is if it's a mace mitzvah. Pasuk Yibes. He should not leave the sanctuary, and he will not defile the sanctuary of his God. For a crown, the oil of his God's appointment is upon him. Rashi says, he doesn't follow the beer, the ode. Also teaches us that the Kohen Gadol can serve in the Avodah, even if he's an Onin. That's the implication of the Pasuk. The implication of the Pasuk is saying that even if his father and mother die, he doesn't have to leave, but rather he could stay there to serve in the Avodah. I mean, according to this interpretation, the word Mikdash is taken literally, the word meaning the word sanctuary. For he does not defile the service by doing it as an Onin, she'etzer law kosov. The Torah permits him to do it. Ha, Kohen Hedrut, Sha'avad, Onin, Chilal, but if a Kohen, regular Kohen, performs the Avodah as an Onin, he has defiled it. Pasuk Gimel, Vuhu Isha B'Psula, Yikach, Isha Mer, a woman who is a B'Psula. Pasuk Yudal, Amara Gushava, Chalal, Zonaz, Elu, Lo Yikach, a woman, a divorcee, Chalala, Zonaz, he should not marry these, Ki B'Psula, Me'elav, Yikach, Isha, he should only marry a B'Psula from his people as a wife. Rashi says, Chalala, Shonal, Me'Psula, Kuna, I mean a woman who is born out of P'Psula, Kuna. Pasuk Tesvav, Lo Yichalal, Zara, Ba'Mav, he should not make he shall not defile his offspring among his people. Ken Yeshem Ekadosho, for I am Hashem, who has sanctified him, who sanctifies him. Lechalal Zaro, Ha'im Nasa, if he gets married, Achas Min Apsula, with one of the women who are unfit for the Kuna, Zaro Himen, of his offsprings, Chalal Medin Kedushas Kuna, they become totally defiled from the laws of Kuna entirely.